Hello, this is Ashtar, and I'm here with many from the Federation as well as from the Intergalactic Federation. Our dear friends, we will speak to another ability, and we will refer to this as, in many ways, intuition, an infused knowing. It is, as we would like to describe and refer to this intuition as, an inner connection to your higher self. It is your beings, your guides, your higher self, and even Source's way of guiding you, of speaking to you, perhaps through an alternate sense, if it is not something that comes through as a fast or immediate knowing or answer. It often speaks to you through your intuition. This is your internal radar, for lack of a better word. It is an ability that allows you to be guided, to receive support and knowledge that allows you to maximize your growth and better your experience on the earthly plane. It is an inner wisdom that comes from, we would say, not your five senses. It exists independently from your five senses, though it may be filtered through your five senses in many different ways. It begins as a gut feeling, as many would describe it. And from this gut feeling, your intuition may bubble up into other ways of knowing, whether it is claircognizance, clairsentience, clairvoyance, but the intuition is the pearl of information that is being seated within you. Where this information comes from is always from Source. How you interpret it, how you remain open to this information is largely up to you and to your personal resonance, the frequency and the way in which you are perhaps attuned to universal love and higher consciousness. That is, those of you who are highly attuned are perhaps more apt at tuning into this internal radar and receiving this guidance, but you all have intuition. These are innate abilities that humanity has come in order to receive guidance, in order to make the experience easier, to allow the steps and decisions and choices that you make upon this earthly realm to feel a little bit easier and more seamless. As the saying goes, when you listen to your first instincts, your gut feeling, when you go with your intuition, you are rarely wrong, for you are receiving higher guidance. When you resist this intuition, this simply encourages you to ask yourself, where does this resistance come from? And what am I meant to learn from this resistance? This resistance is another message. Perhaps it may be related to the first message that is coming through from your intuition. But like all messages, they come as teachers and as guides. Our dear friends, know that you are equipped innately with an empathic ability as well as with intuition. Of course, these may bubble up into many different experiences, many different ways in which you individually have learned to translate these messages in different ways in which you receive this guidance. But know that you all have these abilities. They are here to serve you. It is simply about making space, time, and room for you to connect with your empathic abilities in order for you to receive and access your intuition and trust what comes through. This is a game, this game of trust. We understand that it has been a difficult one for many of you. But the more you open yourself up to your empathic and intuitive abilities, the easier it will be for you to trust the guidance that comes through. And in turn, it will be easier for you to trust yourselves and to trust the information and wisdom that is coming to you and through you from these higher realms. Allow this trust and this inner knowing to move you, even if at first it feels unnatural or it may go against your habits, your beliefs. play with this trust, play with this knowing for a few days, a few weeks, and see how it begins to transform your lives and your experience. Like all abilities, it is about learning to open yourself up to them, allowing them to speak to you in the ways that feel inherently true and natural for you. It may feel a little different for each individual, but it is about learning to attune to this inner radar, this beautiful radio station that is coming from above, and see what unfolds. Perhaps you can write down what you feel. Perhaps you can journal. Perhaps you can meditate on it and flesh out this guidance in a way that serves you. But in the very least, our dear friends, we invite you to make space for these abilities, for they are here to serve and assist you. And with that, our dear ones, we are honored to have made this connection with you. We also connect with you not only through the voices of many channelers and many intuitives, but we also connect with you individually as long as you open yourself up to us and to our love and support. And with that, we wish you ongoing joy. Enjoy the process of expansion. It is here for your growth. It is here as a process of discovery. Approach it with a childlike innocence and curiosity and see what unfolds for each of you. Much love and blessings.